The Seal Test Milk, Cheese, and Ice Cream Divisions of National Dairy present Seal Test Variety Theater, starring as Mistress of Ceremonies, Dorothy L'Amour.
This is Ray Milland. In behalf of Dorothy L'Amour and our special guest, Eddie Bracken, star of screen and radio,
currently appearing on the live bait boat off San Clemente,
Henry Russell's orchestra and the crew chief's quartet, I'd like to welcome you to the Seal Test Variety Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, last week Mr. Gallup conducted a poll. He asked 50 men what they thought of Dorothy L'Amour. 50 men said, wow! And here she is singing You Call Everybody Darling, Okay Darling.
You call everybody darling,
darling,
and everybody calls you darling too. You don't mean what you're saying, it's just a game you're playing, but you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling,
darling,
then love won't come a-knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
You call everybody darling, oh, then love won't come a-knockin' at your door. No, never, no more, no more.
And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
Thank you and hello, everyone. And welcome Ray Milland and Eddie Bracken. Mighty happy that you all decided to give us a listen again this Thursday night, because we got a lineup like the 1927 Yankees. Just to give you an idea, tonight we have one of the most handsome lovers of the screen. He's the idol of all the romantic film fans throughout the world. Last week we had Gregory Peck. This week we have a real ladies' man. None other than Eddie Bracken! Oh, no!
What's the matter, Dottie?
They can't do this to me. Where's the director of this show? Get me Mr. Taylor immediately.
What is it, Dottie? What's wrong?
Is it true that Eddie Bracken is a guest star?
Well, I...
But you told me it was going to be somebody handsome. Now see what you've done. My mascara's running.
But, Dottie, I thought that Eddie Bracken...
You have to get somebody else.
But who can we get at this late date, Dottie?
Well, here I am. Did I say something wrong?
Oh, hello, Eddie. Sorry, son, but we can't use you this week.
You can't use me?
But, Mr. Taylor, who'll we get?
I don't know. Very few people will work for the price Bracken's getting. If we only had Dennis Day here, he could impersonate somebody. Dottie's eyes are so clouded with tears, she wouldn't be able to see if we're the real person or not.
Hey, can I be of any help? I'm not very good impersonating people, but I do a pretty good job of impersonating Dennis Day impersonating people.
You think it'll work?
Well, we have to try something. Can you do anybody that has a little romance, like Charles Boyer?
I'll try.
Go ahead over to L'Amour, and you better be good.
Oh.
See if you can make a laugh first. Be a comedian like Groucho Marx.
Groucho, yes, sir. L'Amour. Toujours L'Amour. I'll go a little further. Threejours L'Amour. Did I ever tell you how beautiful you were? Well, I could make love to the cows come home. As a matter of fact, I can make love to the cows till you come home. Come, my little banshee. Don't be afraid. Pop the question.
What's a big animal with four legs and a trunk in front?
That's entirely irrelevant. Shall I wait for the laugh? Did I ever tell you about the time I shot an elephant in my pajamas? How that elephant got in my pajamas, I will never know.
Soothe her with a song. How about Crosby?
One.
Soothe her and make her laugh at the same time. How about Durante?
Yes, gotta start off each day with a song. Even the things go wrong, you'll feel better. You'll even look better. Stop the music. Hold on to that music. Mr. Music Man, you'll have to fire the trumpeter. He's only playing with one lip. Look, Lamour, you gotta stop that sobbing. Your tears are running down my nose. You know things can't go wrong. You gotta start off each day with a song.
I guess it's no use, Eddie. She won't stop crying.
Oh, well, maybe I'd better go. I wish I could do something. Well, goodbye, Miss Lamour. Goodbye, Mr. Taylor.
Goodbye, son.
Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, Dottie, you can stop crying now. He's gone.
I knew it would work. All those guest stars. Free! Thank you, Eddie. You were all wonderful. And don't go away, because Ray Milland's doing a sketch later, and I'm sure you'll like it.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
The largest selling milk in America by a wide margin is Seal Test milk. Why do so many more people prefer Seal Test? Well, I guess you can sum it up in two words. Extra quality. Extra fine flavor. Extra protection and care that add up to better quality milk. And for extra smoothness with cream in every drop, Seal Test homogenized vitamin D milk is tops. Every glassful is brimming with good health and good taste. Always ask for Seal Test homogenized vitamin D milk. The famous Seal Test symbol is your assurance of extra quality.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
The conductor, Henry Russell. The composer, Morton Gould. The composition, Pavan. The Union, Local 802. Play, Henry. Henry Russell, it's amazing what 25 men can do with tissue paper and a comb. And now, it really is a privilege to introduce our next guest. He's the star of the Paramount picture So Evil My Love, a great actor, a great guy, and a great friend of mine, Ray Milland.
Thank you, Dottie.
Welcome to Seal Test Variety Theater, Ray. And I'm certainly looking forward to doing our play with you tonight. Carlton Cadell, will you do the honors?
Surely, Dottie. Hank Russell, some music, please. Tonight, our play is in an original by Milton Geiger called Sir Lunchalot of Lake. Ray Milan plays the part of Larry, and Dorothy L'Amour plays the part of Elaine. Elaine speaks.
Gee, what an awful predicament. What a spot for a girl to be in. For a month now, as Larry's night nurse, I had helped to bring him back to health. And Larry still didn't know that I was Elaine Booth, his classmate from Lake High School. Oh, years ago. Me, plain, freckle-faced Elaine Booth, who had worshipped and adored handsome Larry Gardner. Worshipped him humbly from afar. And now I was his night nurse. And he was getting well. He'd recognized me at last and... Well, that night he awoke around 3 a.m. and spoke to me for the first time since he had been brought into the hospital.
Nurse?
Yes?
I'm hungry.
Hungry? In the dead of night?
Look, my stomach doesn't know night from day. It's always dark down there.
Mm-mm. Sorry.
When I was in high school, I majored in lunch.
You were a growing boy.
They called me Sir Lunchalot of Lake. You know, Lake High School, Sir Lancelot du Lake, Lunchalot of Lake.
I get it.
Oh. Hey, you're not my nurse.
I'm your night nurse.
What's your name?
Elaine.
Elaine? That's good. Lancelot and Elaine. Elaine the fair. Elaine the lovable. Elaine the lily maid of Astolat. High in her chamber upon a tower to the east, guarded the sacred shield of Lancelot.
Well, why do you say that?
There was an awkward, freckled girl who used to get up in high school English and recite it as though she really meant it.
Well, maybe she recited it sincerely because she wasn't fair and lovable.
Well, I don't know. I was having girl trouble at the time. A girl named Eunice Daly. And was she beautiful? Oh, I almost married her.
What happened?
Well, I was afraid to ask Eunice to marry me, but on the night of the Thanksgiving football dance, I got up the nerve to give her my fraternity pin. And then found out I'd lost the pin.
Oh dear.
So I didn't get engaged to Eunice, and here I am. Hungry.
You'd better go to sleep now.
Without my 3 a.m. snack?
Sleep. He fell asleep and I sat there staring into the darkness, thinking of the gold and enamel fraternity pin up in my dresser drawer at home. Larry's fraternity shield. He had lost it, and I had found it and cherished it because it was his. And in keeping it, I had kept poor Larry from the thing he wanted most in life, Eunice Daly. How ashamed I was, and when he saw my face in the morning, he'd know me. I knew that I must return the little golden shield the next day and face his blame and scorn. But as I sat beside him that night, I had a dream, a lovely dream.
Elaine the fair, Elaine the lovable, Elaine the lily maid of Astolat.
I dreamed that I was Elaine, fairest of the fair, standing at the gates of a great castle. And out of the distant haze, a rider came. A knight in gleaming armor, and on his fraternity pin, I mean on his shield, was blazoned the lions of great Lancelot of the Lake.
I beg your pardon, ma'am, but I make my way to Camelot to take part in the tournament. I crave a boon of thee.
What boon, Sir Knight?
Well, here's the pitch. I don't want the opposition to swoon and fall from their horses just because they recognize I'm Lancelot from my shield. My idea was, couldst lend me other shield than this I carry?
I have a shield. My brother Taurus, and you may have it.
Peachy! I too have a brother. Hast thou a sister?
No. But Camelot is many leagues away. Shelter your horse and share my father's castle for the night?
Goodish idea. Thanks a lot.
Art hungry?
Fain would I eat. I'm starved. Elaine, today I ride to Camelot. I wear thy brother's shield. Do me this grace, and hold mine own shield till I come back for it.
I am your squire, Sir Lancelot.
One other little thing. I'd like to wear something of yours on my helmet to carry into battle. Nothing personal. Just a jeweled sleeve or something.
Thou shalt have it, Lancelot, gladly.
To the combat! Level your lance, brave Galahad, and let me test your mettle. Put him up, chum!
Oh! Oh, that hurts! Ah, Elaine,
Six,
beloved,
seven,
I am sore
eight,
wounded.
Nine,
Elaine, Elaine.
Ten, he's out!
Lancelot, my love.
No use, Elaine. I'm a gone goon.
No. No, I'm a kind of a nurse. I take care of knights. I'm a knight nurse.
Elaine the fair. Elaine the lovable.
Loved by whom? Thou lovest Eunice Daly.
Who, me?
Look, I ruined your life, but I want you to know it. I'm giving you back your shield.
Forget it. I get them through wholesale channels.
Your fraternity pin.
What?
Don't you understand? I found your fraternity pin and didn't give it back to you, and so you couldn't offer it to Eunice Daly, and you never married her, and I'm sorry, but I'm giving it back to you. I'm giving you back your fraternity pin. By giving back your fraternity pin, Larry.
Nurse.
The sacred shield of Lancelot.
Hey, nurse.
Huh? Oh. I must have been dreaming.
And talking in your sleep, too. What fraternity pin?
Yours. I found it 8 years ago. I kept it. I'm so ashamed.
Why?
You'd have married Eunice and been happy now. I'd better send in the day nurse.
Wait a minute. Look, Elaine. 8 years is a long time. I spent two of those 8 years growing up in a foxhole. And all values change. A man sees things more maturely, clearly, more deeply. He begins to listen to fundamental things deep inside him, like, the Lord is my shepherd. Like, entreat me not to leave thee. Or like Elaine the Fair, Elaine the Lovable, Elaine the Lily Maid of Lake High School.
When I got up to recite that in class, I always meant it for you.
Well, maybe that's why it stuck with me. It was real. It was as real as the freckled girl who grew up to be a nurse and stayed up nights to pull me out of sickness.
But I'm so plain.
No, you're beautiful.
I, who practically stole your fraternity pin?
Elaine... The right girl got that pin.
Larry.
Do me this grace, Elaine, and keep the pin.
Keep it? The sacred shield of Lancelot?
With all my love.
From Lancelot.
Elaine.
Yes, Larry.
I'm awful hungry.
Thee, Sir Ray Milland. I wouldst appreciate it if you would stick around because we've got something cooking for later.
Sing it, Dottie.
School days, school days.
Ah, those good old school days are here again.
Reading and writing and arithmetic.
And plenty of milk in the lunch basket. Well, that may not make a good rhyme, but it makes lots of sense. Because milk gives growing youngsters the proteins, minerals, and vitamins they need for extra energy, strong bones and teeth, and glowing good health. And how they'll go for Seal Test homogenized vitamin D milk. It's mighty good drinking. Smooth, creamy, rich, delicious. With a full day's requirement of vitamin D added to every quart. So help keep your youngsters in the pink with plenty of Seal Test homogenized vitamin D milk. It stops in taste and quality.
The crew chiefs, Henry Russell and I, would now like to dash off a musical letter P.S. I love you.
Dear, I thought I'd drop a line. The weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at 9. Yes, I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? Yes, I love you. Write to the Browns just as soon as you're able. They came around to call. I burned a hole in the dining room table. And let me see, I guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say. And so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you. Yes, I love you.
Just about all for now.
Nothing else for me to say. And so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you. Yes, I love you.
Dottie, that was Ginger Peachy. Boy. And now there's something I'd like to discuss with you.
Of course, Eddie. What is it?
Well, in your next picture, I'd like to suggest somebody to play your jungle mate.
Well, that's awfully thoughtful of you, Eddie. Whom did you have in mind?
Me.
You?
Yeah. Sure, don't you remember we made jungle pictures together? And besides, I've been taking vitamins.
Yeah. You have?
Uh-huh. You bet. Go ahead. Feel my muscle.
All right. Raise up your arm.
Yeah.
Well, I can feel something.
Doesn't it feel like a muscle?
Feels more like the vitamin pill.
Guess I should have eaten an egg.
I think you'd get that in.
Well, what do you say, Dottie?
To tell you the truth, Eddie, Ray Milland asked for the job before, and I sort of promised it to him. I'll ask him and see what he says.
Okay.
Ray Milland, oh, Ray!
Yes, Dottie, what is it?
I told Eddie I'd asked you whether you still are interested in trying
to
my
get
jungle.
That one in, Dottie.
Yeah, let me start all over again. I'll go out and come in again. I told Eddie I'd asked you whether you still are interested in playing my jungle mate. He'd like the job, too.
Oh, well, gee, Dottie, don't forget we made 2 jungle pictures together. And you were the one who started me eating coconuts. Now I got the habit.
Ray, not really.
Yes. You should know how many times I hucked my typewriter just to get coconuts.
No.
Yes. My chandelier's full of them. Besides, I like to wear a loincloth.
You mean you'd wear just plain loincloth? Well, I got a leopard skin.
A leopard skin?
Yeah, that's a sarong that itches.
Well, I've got an idea. The most important thing for a jungle mate is to be able to call his loved one. Now, why don't we see who's better?
You mean?
Yes, you first, Ray.
Oh. Doesn't that sound like Johnny Weissmuller?
Sounds more like Bunch Jenkins.
Like who?
Bunch.
Oh, okay, Eddie. You're on. Hello? It's Paramount Studios. Yes, I'll tell them both. Goodbye. That was Paramount Studio voice. They just heard your jungle yells, and they want you both to report at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, wonderful. Did Paramount say where we should report?
Yes. To Walt Disney. Thank you, Ray Milland and Eddie Bracken, for giving us such a wonderful show. Your appearance tonight contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. Thanks, fellas.
You wouldn't have missed it, Dottie.
Always glad to help a good cause. You still hungry, Ray?
Yeah.
And now stand by, everybody. In just a moment, we'll tell you what's in store for next week.
Get the best, get seal test.
Now, I'd like to tell you what's in store for you right now. In your seal test store, that is. It's the seal test flavor of the month. Chocolate Marshmallow Royale Ice Cream. There's a flavor duet that's, well, just too good for words. If you've tasted Seal Test chocolate ice cream, you know how extra good that is. Rich and full flavored. Well, this is twice as good. Because this same fine chocolate ice cream is generously laced with creamy smooth marshmallow. And I mean genuine marshmallow. In fact, only pure flavorings and top quality ingredients are used in Seal Test ice cream. This is one reason why Seal Test is the largest selling ice cream in America. So always say Seal Test, and be sure to try the flavor of the month, Chocolate Marshmallow Royale Ice Cream.
Folks, United States saving bonds are vital importance in the management of the public debt, the battle against inflation, and the future welfare of us all. Buy savings bonds on the payroll plan at your place of employment or on the bond-a-month plan at your bank. Remember, automatic saving is sure saving. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid it's time for the au revoir and 30 for tonight department. We'll be looking for you next week when we'll have as our special guests William Powell and Alan Young. Until then, for Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and tonight's guests, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying good night, keep well, keep happy, and keep listening.
Continuity for Seal Test Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris and direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tune in next Thursday at this same time when Seal Test Milk and Ice Cream again presents Seal Test Variety Theater starring Dorothy L'Amour. Seal Test Incorporated and associate companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is Carlton Cadell speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.